This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is hosting 10 Republican senators for talks today about a new round of coronavirus economic relief. The U.S. leader and the lawmakers are far apart on how much should be spent. The Democratic president has proposed $1.9 trillion in a package, while the Republicans are calling for a $618 billion deal. On Sunday, the group sent a letter to Biden urging him to negotiate on a new relief deal rather than get his plan approved solely with the votes of congressional Democrats. Ahead of the meeting, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters that while the president is willing to negotiate, he thinks the package size needs to be closer to his proposal than to the smaller amount. Biden said on Twitter, quote, "Hardworking Americans need help and they need it now." He said his plan would deliver direct relief, extend unemployment insurance, help folks put food on the table, and keep a roof over their heads. Both Biden and the Republicans are calling for $160 billion for testing, vaccines, and personal protective equipment, on top of hundreds of billions that were approved last year as the virus swept into the United States. Biden has proposed sending most Americans, all but the biggest wage earners, $1,400 checks on top of the $600 checks that were approved by former President Donald Trump in late December. The Republicans are supporting $1,000 checks for lower-income Americans. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock on Monday said 105 cases of a coronavirus variant first identified in South Africa have been found in Britain, with 11 of those cases having no links to international travel. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Myanmar's military seized control of the country Monday under a state of emergency set to last 1 year and detained senior politicians, including the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. An announcement read on the military's Miawati TV said the seizure was necessary because the government had not acted on claims of voter fraud in November elections. It said new elections would follow at the end of the 1 year, with the military handing power to the winner. Soldiers were in the streets Monday of both the capital, Naypyidaw, and the largest city, Yangon. This is according to multiple reports. Residents in Yangon lined up at ATMs to withdraw cash. Banks suspended services, but said they would reopen on Tuesday. A spokesman for Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party said President Win Myint was among the others taken into custody early Monday. He said, quote, "All the important people had been taken into custody," and called the move a coup d'etat. The death toll from Sunday's assault on a hotel in Somalia's capital has risen to 15, with at least 20 others injured, according to a police spokesman and medical officials in Mogadishu. The dead include four assailants in addition to 11 victims, say security officials. Militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. A well-known retired general, Mohammed Nur Galal, was killed, as well as more than one young couple on their honeymoon. The attack at one of Mogadishu's popular hotels, the Afrique Hotel, began with a car bomb explosion, and then Al-Shabaab gunmen dressed in Somali military uniforms stormed the building. The four Al-Shabaab assailants died when the security forces tried to flush the militants out of the building. This, according to a police spokesman, the seven-hour siege broke up around midnight on Sunday, according to Somalia's government. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said the Biden administration is considering possible action against Russia. This comes a day after police used batons and tasers against protesters demanding the release of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny. In a TV interview aired on Monday, Blinken said he was deeply disturbed by the violent crackdown. He also said China has acted egregiously to undermine Hong Kong, and he warned that Iran is months away from the ability to produce material needed for a nuclear weapon. Russia's foreign ministry claimed that Washington backed the protests, calling it a gross intervention in Russia's affairs. In the interview taped Sunday, Blinken did not commit to specific sanctions against Moscow. He said he was reviewing a response to the actions against Navalny, as well as Russian election interference, the SolarWinds hack, and alleged bounties for U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.